Welcome to Pop Therapy!
What?
Okay.
Wait, what?
Are you blown away?
What is that?
I learned another language for tonight's pod.
Is that Swedish?
That is. Welcome to Pop Therapy in Swedish.
Wait, so it's not IKEA?
No.
Or like Malm bed frame?
What?
That's like the most popular bed frame at IKEA. Malm furniture.
No, I've never, you know, I don't shop at IKEA. I've leveled up.
So you finally figured out how to say welcome to Pop Therapy in Swedish.
I did. I listened to it several times. And also, I did a really, really intelligent thing because I realized last week that we've got some new listeners in Ireland.
Well, I was going to say that.
You did? You saw it?
Yeah.
So
listeners in Ireland.
So I think we need to welcome them as well.
Okay, go for it. Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms Leprechaun.
I can't even contemplate what that accent is. Like,
I'm so bad at that.
I feel like it's going to be a pirate sound. Like
Johnny Depp.
Oi!
No. Welcome to Pop Therapy. No.
What was that? Was that British?
I think we should move on. So, obviously, we're really big in Europe because we have listeners in the UK, Ireland, and Sweden.
Okay, so what do we got news from Europe? Any news from Europe?
No.
They had the Queen's Jubilee. Oh,
Platinum Jubilee. What is that? Like, she's just been queen for 75 years?
I think so, yeah.
Don't care.
Louis stole the show, Joe. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I just love that, like, he's bringing back the thumb on the nose
to
his parents. Like, what is that from? That Little Rascals?
Sure.
You never seen that movie?
I'm sure I did.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure it's from that. And I just love that he's making it come back. So.
Go, Louis.
Shout out to Louis. Hopefully he's a listener.
Prince Louis.
Prince. Oh, sorry.
Okay, we have so many hot tops.
Okay, let's get into them.
So we'll start with the Kardashians, as always.
As always.
Kim recently came out with a skincare line called Skin. S-K-K-S. Skin.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I don't know. Skin. So S-K-K-N. It's a 9-step routine. But the internet is mad because Lori Harvey came out with a skincare line before her called S-K-N.
Hmm.
And I do feel a bit weird about it.
That definitely is confusing. But you have to think that they've both got legal rights to use those names, you know?
No, of course. It's just the whole, like, oh, the Kardashians are stealing from another black woman.
Right.
And yeah. I kind of get that. Like, usually I go to bat for them, but this kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, it's so similar. Like, you're just adding one extra K.
Yeah. But with that being said, like, this must have been in the works, like, years ago.
Well, yeah, what was the timing of things? Because didn't she take down her skincare line when her and Kanye announced their separation? Like, wasn't it around that same time?
Did she have a skincare line at that time?
Maybe I'm just thinking about when she took down her website generally, and I thought one of the purposes of that was because she was rebranding everything together.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I do think the name is clever because Kim Kardashian, S-K-K-N.
Yeah, but it's very hard to pronounce.
Skin. Skin. Oh, we have a new accent. German.
That's how you say it in Swedish. Skin.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
No. No. All right. So that happened. I will probably not try that out.
9 steps? But girl, I don't have time in the morning to, like, do 1 step with my CeraVe.
You know, the more that I took steps out of my skincare routine, the better my skin got.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I simplified everything at the start of the pandemic to CeraVe.
Because that was big on TikTok.
I was influenced. Yeah.
By me.
And I haven't gone back.
Same.
Like, those giant bottles of moisturizer last me like half a year.
That's the thing with skin. Like, once you figure out what works for you, you can't change it.
Yeah.
Because skin is so fickle.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. In other news, Pete has been hanging out with the kids alone.
I've seen him holding hands, walking around town with Saint. Super cute.
They had a very commoner's day.
Yeah, what'd they do? They went to the Grove.
The Cheesecake Factory at the Grove. And then they went to Walmart.
Oh, I love that.
And they didn't, like, rent out the entire store.
Did they film it for the Kardashians?
I don't know about that, but someone took, like, a blurry picture.
Did they have a chat where they're like, let's do normie things?
No.
Okay, good. Glad.
But, yeah, he's hanging out with the kids, and I know that was a big deal. Kanye didn't really want him around the kids, but now he's, like, alone with the kids.
Yeah, I really love that. That means that Kim really trusts him, relies on him.
Yeah.
That their connection is obviously very strong. He's not just some, like, flighty. What's the word I'm looking for?
Flight risk?
Well, you know, like, when it's, like, you have a relationship with someone and it's not that serious. Like, a fickle. Is fickle the word of the pod?
It's like pitch or ditch or date for 7 years.
They're the long pitch.
Yeah. Kanye has a new woman. He's moved on from Chaney Jones, whatever her name was.
Well, I saw a picture of him in a dark movie theater.
Yeah.
And all I thought was, like, wow, is he going to a movie theater? Like, don't all these famous people have movie theaters in their own house so they don't have to go to the movie theaters?
So true.
I was so confused by that. And it was to see
Top Gun.
Speaking of, I went to go see Top Gun.
No one cares.
No, people do care.
I will likely never watch that. The only thing I know about Top Gun is that it's a fantastic ride at Wonderland.
Why do you have such a hate on for Top Gun?
I don't care for it.
Why? You haven't even seen it.
I don't like action movies and I hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is in it a lot more than I bargained for. And he just, like, gives me the heebie-jeebies. He, like, came into the very start of the movie and was like, thanks for watching, guys. And I was like, oh, get off my bent. Screen and go back to your Scientology clan.
Oh.
But the movie.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. This is me holding a cross.
I bet you the audience was all thinking that, including myself. But the movie itself, I was just really, I liked it because I just felt like all these people are exceeding in their craft, you know? It was just a movie about people who are really good at doing the thing that they are working at, and it inspired me to not care about my job as much because...
Can relate.
I don't care as much as these people care about flying planes. And I thought, why am I not in a job where I care this much about flying planes?
That's not where I thought it was going, about flying planes.
You know what I mean.
We've talked about this before. Like, what else would you do? Just a bunch of DIYs?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. Once I get in my new house,
you don't want to make it a business.
No, I just want to do it for fun and also have so much money in the bank that I can just do it for fun and not care.
I would love that for you and for me.
Yeah, but I didn't win the 50-50 for the Flames-Oilers game. Or not the Flames-Oilers game. The Oilers 50-50. It was like $6 million and I didn't win. So,
anyways. To go. You had one job.
I know.
Next, I'm here to put Skims on a minor blast.
Oof.
And this, if you know me by now, is pretty big because I'm a Kim stan.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember I bought that Core Control thong?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought that like almost a month ago. I'm returning it.
Wow, you're returning it?
Mm-hmm. Because, washed and everything, because, first of all, I think I got the wrong size. It was a bit too small, and I'm a bit too big. Just kidding. But it rolls down. Mm. Like, it doesn't stay up, and I can't breathe. But also, it makes me look bigger than I am. Like, really? It just looks bulky. And then I went and looked at the reviews, which I should have done from the beginning instead of just giving blind loyalty to her.
Yeah.
They all had the same complaints.
Really?
Yeah. So then she had this like biannual sale for bi people only. So naturally, no, I'm kidding. It was a biannual sale. And I went to get the high-waisted Core Control thong instead because before I got the mid. Right. And then I got it in a size that was bigger.
And it was mid.
No. What?
The TikTok where Ari's like, everything is mid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Continue.
So, first of all, it took a long-ass time to get here. So, the first one I got from Holt Renfrew, so it came pretty quickly. The second one I got from her actual website, which meant it was coming from the States. But it took really long. I never knew where it was, didn't get a tracking ID, nothing. And then I finally got it yesterday. They sent me the wrong product.
No way.
Yeah. So, I went to go to the live chat where you are titled Customer with a K.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. And I spoke to this really lovely girl named Kayla with a K as opposed to an X. And I was like, hey, like, I got the wrong order. First of all, you had to go through a bunch of hoops answering questions.
Oh, yeah,
I
with the robot defining it to a person. No. Hate that.
And then after she comes and she's like, what can I help you with? And I'm like, bitch, I just went through all these prompts telling you exactly what you can help me with. Like, help me.
What was the point of all that?
Right. So then I give her my order number and whatever. And she goes, oh, yes, I do see that. Please feel free to keep the order or donate it. First, who am I? No, I'm not donating that. Sorry. I donate my clothes from like high school and whatever. I'm keeping my Skims.
Yeah.
And she's like, we refunded you. And I was like,
well, that's good customer
service. Right, right, right. But then I said, this is why I said minor blast. Then I said, well, that's annoying because like, no, I said, I appreciate that. However, if I want to go buy this thing now, like I'd have to pay full price.
Right.
And I purchased it at sale price. That's unacceptable. Oof. So she
threw the unacceptable.
She did. So then she said, you're right, we will definitely honor the sale price the next time you go to purchase it. And I was like, okay, so when I go to buy it, like I have to start a new live chat? And she was like, no, what you'll do is you'll like purchase it, then we put a note on your file about this and you can start a chat, give us the order number and we'll apply the sale, the refund. And I was like, that just seems like a lot of steps. Mm-hmm. And also, if I just hadn't, like,
put the order in right there, right then. Yes. And there.
And if I hadn't asked you about it, would you have honored the sale price?
No, definitely not.
So that's why I was a little annoyed.
That's why when DoorDash never delivers your order or is late, you always be asking for that store credit. And when they offer you five, you ask for 10 and you'll always get it.
Wait, you do that?
Oh, 100%. You ask,
wait. Okay, we'll talk about this offline because I've had some really annoying experiences recently.
Oh, yeah. You got to ask for those credits. And I keep
getting the same Dasher.
Binyam?
No, Daniel.
I'm putting Binyam on a little bit of a blast here because he's delivered a lot of my orders lately and not a fan.
Okay, same with Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel and Binyam. 0 stars.
And Skims.
But I never have the heart to like actually rate them low.
I always give them high ratings and then I go get my credits. Go okay. to the bank. You got to go directly to the manager.
Yeah.
Okay. In other hot tops, I can't.
No, I can't either.
I know I can't.
Wait.
I just have
before to. Before you continue, I've been getting some listener questions from our listeners. Yeah. And they have suggested that we paint the picture for them about where we're sitting, what we're doing, and how we go about doing this pod. So by that I mean like they asked if we take notes because they can't imagine keeping up with all these shows. And you keep notes.
I keep notes.
I don't.
You do not. But that's why I lead the charge
sometimes.
Well, okay, so this is what we do, guys. This is your BTS. We have a shared notes app called Pipe Therapy.
IKEA. Start the car.
So it's separated in the different genres. The bad bitch genres.
Not everybody fits on the Rasta.
And Shireen is like mainly in charge for updating that. She's always adding the hot tops. Mm-hmm. I just comment back on things and I'm like, and whoa, then we have
a combo through our comments.
Yeah, we don't actually communicate other than through this shared app. Mm-hmm. So it's always breaking news because I never know things and then I find out through our notes. Mm-hmm. And then separately, I take notes on the TV shows that we watch and that's our BTS. We record at Shireen's apartment.
Yeah, so they want to know if we actually sit on a couch like our characters.
Yeah, we actually do. Like, we sit on my couch. I am laying down with my notepad.
Let's not lie. We actually have our designated spots on the couch. It's always the same spot.
Yeah.
Like, actually, Laura will come over beforehand and we'll chat about, like, what's been going on for the week in our personal lives. And we'll sit on different sides of the couch. But when we go to record, we'll go sit
down to business.
Yeah, we sit back in our designated spots.
Yeah. And we face each other and we have a normal conversation just like we would if we weren't recording.
And there is a cat, Mimi.
And she got lots of zoomies.
Yeah. God.
So there you go, listeners. There's your BTS break.
And now for the Rinna Patrick Sommers debacle.
Okay. I'm just going to short circuit this because it has been going on for way too long and I'm so sick of this man's shit.
And everyone, I don't even know if he's alive. Lost credibility.
Oh my gosh. It's just like every day is something new.
Yeah.
So very briefly, I think we even talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So update from last week, this Patrick Sommers guy comes out with a statement, basically says, like, I didn't breach my NDA. I don't even know what his statement was.
Well, he was saying, like, Lisa Rinna better watch her mouth. Everyone knows about her husband, Harry Hamlin, who's gay. There's a new show coming out, Real Housewives or Husbands of Sunset.
Right. That was all last week. And then he put his Instagram as private. No, he came out with a statement basically saying, like, look, I'm a marketing person. I was paid $25,000 to do this. I didn't breach my NDA. I didn't reveal the source.
By Kathy Hilton.
Yeah. But, like, obviously he did because he called her Milton.
Yeah.
And then, so this carries on. And then the MTV Movie Awards happen when all this is breaking news, apparently. And then Rinna posts on her story, like, oh, the jig is up. And then later it comes out that, like, now he's saying that Rinna put him up to the whole thing. So mm-hmm. when all this was happening, I messaged you and was like, this literally feels like Rinna put this dude up to start this fake drama and try to frame Kathy for putting him up to this whole debacle.
Yeah, and I said the same thing.
Yeah, like, it just, you could see right through it that this was a total Rinna move.
Yeah.
And then he comes out today and basically confirms that. And he's like, yeah, me and Rinna were in cahoots about this whole thing. It was like a reverse psychology type of framing.
But see, him saying that, just now it's like, well, I don't know what to believe. And, like, neither do I care anymore. You've all lost your credibility.
Like, get out of here. We're over you. You're canceled.
All it did was make me more curious about the things they were trying to distract us from.
Yeah. Like, what happened in Aspen? Who the fuck cares? Like, I know. Like, we're going to find out, I feel, eventually. And it just doesn't make sense why all this was happening now as opposed to, like, when the show is actually airing and they're actually showing what happens in Aspen. Like, I can't imagine if something was that bad that they already know, like, oh, they don't show the real story.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it'll be shown at some point. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sick of Patrick Sommers. He's canceled. He's over.
Goodbye.
We're done with him.
You
good riddance.
You are the weakest link.
Yes. Goodbye. So then the MTV boards happened. I watched like 5 seconds of them, the very last ones.
I can't believe you watched.
I watched the last ones because I had nothing else to watch. But Chrishell won the best reality star over.
I don't understand that.
She is not the best reality star.
Why did she win? Because, okay, first of all, why did anyone from Selling Sunset win that? Like, one of the Real Housewives should have won it, or someone else on Bravo.
They won like the best show.
And it was not.
It was the worst show.
But honestly, in my opinion, if anyone should have won Best Reality TV Star from that cast, it should have been Christine.
Oh, for sure. For
sure.
And
not Chrishell.
Yeah. But apparently she didn't go because...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And like when Selling Sunset went up to go accept their award for like Best TV Show, Reality TV Show or whatever, Adam Devello did the whole speech. And he just like literally looks like
such a scum.
He looks like... he reminds me of the guy who stole Taylor Swift's music.
Christmas? Oh. I was going to say, he's green. Two very different people. Laura.
You're so dumb.
Laura's going to cry.
Okay. No. What's his
Sorry,
name?
I have ADHD. I like to finish people's sentences. Okay.
He's green.
But no, apparently.
Okay, apparently, wait. The guy I'm thinking of, you know, Justin Bieber's Scooter Braun.
Yeah, Scooter.
Adam Devello is Scooter Asshole. Braun, and they're both gross.
Chrishell, going back to Chrishell winning and Christine. So Christine got disinvited.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because of her podcast, I'm sure, okay, where she put the whole thing on blast. I didn't read that article, but that's what I'm speculating about. In other Bravo news, Schwartz and Katie are officially moving out of their house.
Yeah.
They both posted Instagrams with boxes.
Yeah.
And then Tom posted a picture of their dogs and he said children
really
of divorce.
Really ugly dogs, honestly.
They're not that cute.
No.
But it is sad. I wonder what's going to happen with the dogs.
Wait, you have some notes here about Teresa, G Flip, Ariana, and Tom losers.
Oh, yeah, because Ari and Tom lost.
Oh, who the fuck cares? Good.
I know. And I just, so I think the whole thing was, so G Flip was there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think
the
whole thing was like a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think they're all in cahoots.
They're all, it's, Is that the new word?
I just think that Chrishell shouldn't have won over Teresa Giudice. Like, she is the queen of reality TV. As much as I dislike her as a human.
But, like, the OGs are NeNe and Teresa for sure.
Right. But, like, Teresa in this last season of New Jersey.
She carried it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, on Selling Sunset, Christine carried it.
No, exactly.
Like someone must have paid the MTV Awards to give it to Chrishell.
I agree.
They are in cahoots.
They're in cahoots.
This is the new word. So drink when you hear cahoots.
Cahoots. Okay. Noted.
There was this hug between G Flip, Chrishell, and Jason Oppenheim that everyone was like, oh my God, this is so great to see. But honestly, it looked really
fake.
Contrived.
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 Thank you.
They're in cahoots.
You're coming around. You're seeing what I'm seeing.
The mountain. Okay. Well, blah, blah, blah. Next is Robin and Giselle. They are Housewives on Real Housewives of Potomac, the best Real Housewives show.
Agreed.
They have a podcast together, and Giselle threw some shade towards Teddy Mellencamp and Tamra Judge.
So is this like a battle of the podcast? Because they both have podcasts.
Yeah. Did you hear about this?
I listened to like 5 seconds of the clip, but I didn't hear the shade.
So you didn't go and listen to the whole thing? Yeah.
No.
Okay. So I had a feeling that would happen. So basically, Teddy and Tamra said, can you believe that iHeartRadio gave us two knucklehead, this podcast, and we are the best housewives running the game and podcast. And Robin and Giselle were like, excuse me?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Who do they do their podcast with?
iHeartRadio.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So. Goodbye, Teddy Mellencamp. You're so fucking boring.
Who is that? Who's Tamra? Like, who's Tamra Judge? No idea. Because it just seems like such a random... I never heard of her.
Maybe she was on OC. No, I honestly don't know.
Okay. Anyways, so, in Batch News.
Yeah. These aren't my notes.
No, I know. You just like look really annoyed at this next story.
Oh, no. I was just trying to figure out what the fuck it is.
Well, that's a great question because I also have that question about this next story.
Oh, is this the one that you sent me?
Yeah. So okay. There's a new reality show coming out called The Shore All-Stars or something like that.
Okay.
Something like that.
It looks stupid.
It looks so stupid. So it's got people from Love is Blind, The Bachelor, Drag Race.
But like not even All-Stars.
And not even many people. Like they pitched it because I think Bachelor obviously is a big name. They're going to get lots of like clout for that. And Love is Blind,
yeah.
Yeah, so they pitched them as like people from all these places. They've got one person. Blake Horseman from The Bachelor is there. Giannina... whatever her last name is, from Love is Blind season one is there. And then there's Angelina from Jersey Shore. And then there's a bunch of other random people who I've never heard of. It looks like the dumbest show to ever come to TV.
What is even the premise?
Well, it looks like kind of like a Bachelor Pad. Did you ever watch Bachelor Pad?
No.
Okay, so this is pre your time of watching The Bachelor. But
you're going to say pre my existence.
Well, you probably were pretty young then.
Look, you're only 4 years older than me.
Yeah, well, lots happens in 4 years.
You didn't even have a TV growing up. I was watching R-rated movies, okay?
We know.
I know. My eldest brother is like 17 years older than me.
So, Bachelor Pad, it was basically the concept was...
He's still alive.
Is your sister talking to you after your ring comment last week?
What? No. I don't think she listens to the podcast.
Okay, good. You're safe.
Yeah.
So Bachelor Pad was a show. It was kind of like Bachelor in Paradise where you coupled up and then you did these janky ass competitions every week and like you won stuff if you won on these competitions. So in the preview for this show, it kind of looks the same. Like they pair up or like Love Island. You know in Love Island how...
I haven't watched Love Island.
Oh my God, girl.
Temptation Act.
Like I need a new podcast host, guys. This is getting to be too
please.
Much.
Every week I come to you with hot tops that you know nothing about until I teach you.
So much energy to like explain this all to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, it looks like it's a competition couple show. So they pair up in these couples. They do these janky ass, stupid competitions on the beach. And I don't know, somebody wins money. But it must be where Blake and Giannina met. And I wonder if they're still dating because she posted on Instagram the other day a picture of Blake Moynes, Katie's winner, and said, here's a picture of the Blake I can post. So I'm wondering if her and Blake Horseman are actually still together, which I'd be really shocked about. But
juicy. But I don't care that much.
I don't care at all. I'll definitely watch like one episode just to tell you guys if it's a picture ditch. And I'll probably watch the whole season because that's just how we do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks really dumb. In other news, Lauren Bushnell, aka Lauren Lane, who's married to Chris Lane. She was the winner of Ben Higgins' season of The Bachelor, but then they split. Now she's dating country music star. Well, she's married to country music star Chris Lane. They've got one baby who's like 18 months old named Dutton. He's really cute. And she's pregnant again with her second baby.
Irish twins. Yeah. Oh, no, actually, they have to be born 18 months apart.
Okay, so they think they're just over. I think she said on Instagram they'll be, it was like around 18 or 19 months apart. So they'll be really close.
No, like the baby has to have been born after 18 months.
She's due in October. So I think that timing makes sense.
Sorry, within 18 months.
Girl, I'm telling you, that's what the math is.
Okay, so Irish twins it is.
Lucky charms. Our Irish listeners will love that.
Lucky charms.
Oh, man. Okay, other news. Real life news.
Yeah.
Non-reality, but it became reality. Johnny Depp wins his defamation case against Amber Heard. He wins $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages. She, in turn, won $2 million for defamation comment made by one of Johnny's lawyers, which I didn't look into, although it struck me as really weird. But the real news here is a success story. Mm-hmm. Camille
Vasquez,
who was Johnny Depp's, one of Johnny Depp's attorneys.
She did the cross.
Yeah. Everyone was a big fan of her.
See, okay. I was actually talking about this with one of my coworkers. Like, was she really that good? Like, I love women empowerment, whatever. Like, go her. Badass. Totally. But, like, American law is so theatrical and dramatic. Was she actually that good? I feel like she just got the cross, which made her look really good.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, cross, if you don't know the facts of the case, you don't know every time there's a moment where it's like, oh my gosh, that was a killer answer. Can't believe that happened. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she probably did do a way better job than even we could tell. But she did have a few viral moments where I think people were like, ooh, that makes them look so stupid.
Yeah.
So.
But that is cross.
That is cross.
Like her, the first guy had to do the direct, which is super boring. Like you just get the story out. And then the cross is like where the dramatiques.
But it's so much harder to do a cross because it's way more unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Either obviously, way, I think she was the stronger advocate, or else they were giving her an opportunity to shine because she was tasked with the cross versus the direct, which is pretty much scripted.
Well, also, like, for men in those cases, it is good to have a woman who shows so much support, right? If there's a jury watching.
Yeah.
Optics, psychology, blah, blah, blah. But either way, like, snaps all around. Love that for her.
Yeah. So the story is that she got appointed a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we
saw that. And you know what's so crazy? I saw it on LinkedIn. And
so
did I. So I just saw like B something P. And I was like, she works for BDP? Like, I didn't even like process what was going on. I was like, that woman looks so familiar. Like, who is that? Oh, partner at BDP. Oh, that's fucking Depp's lawyer.
I know. Like, I could not believe that it was like news that I was getting from LinkedIn.
Yeah.
About like kind of reality TV.
Vibes. I know.
Celeb so news on LinkedIn. Like, so bizarre.
Yeah. So everyone is like, I mean, we probably shouldn't get into like the different opinions and whatever about what it means, but people were saying like Amber won the case in the UK, like how the hell did she lose here? But there's a key missing piece of information. She donated to one of the causes for like, I don't know, that the judge appreciated or something like that, but basically like bought her win.
What?
In the UK.
Allegedly. But yes. Did she actually pay? Because wasn't there a whole story of this trial where it's like she pledged money, but she didn't actually give it?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, lay people.
Oh my God. Your privilege is showing.
I'm kidding. I'm so stupid. Like, I have no right to say anything. So Heidi and Spencer Pratt are expecting baby number two. No one cares.
So if anybody's seeking out fertility advice, just go eat raw meat out of a bag.
Oh my God.
And maybe you'll have a baby.
Yeah, for context, and then Heidi was on a raw meat diet.
Home and have your spicy steam and bingo bango, you'll be preggo.
Nice. You should get that tattooed.
Bingo bango, you'll be preggo?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Shakira and Gerard Pique, who plays for, I think, Barcelona. Or Spain. I mean, like, I know Barcelona's in Spain, but, like, you know, there's, like, the Premier League, and then there's the Girl, Euro, no. And then there's internet, I don't know, sports. So, Shakira and Gerard Pique broke up after 10 years together. They never got married, just boyfriend, girlfriend. They had two kids together. Apparently, he had been cheating on her.
Oof.
But people were, like, worried that it was a domestic violence thing because news about their separation came the day after an ambulance was spotted at her place and she was seen in the ambulance being taken away. But she cleared the air. Her dad had fallen down the stairs.
Yeah.
And, like, there was an actual picture of her dad. And I was just like, don't exploit your papa like that.
But you were like, oh, okay.
But then I was like, but thank you.
Papa. Okay, well, that's too bad.
And another breakup. Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, I had no idea. This was breaking news to me when you added this on the app. So, fill me in.
So,
what do we know?
Okay, so Michael B. Jordan had just purchased a home for $12 million, I think, in LA. And, you know, he's 35, she's 25, 10-year age difference. And it was basically like everyone was thinking that she was going to get a ring soon. But then they broke up. And so everyone's mad at Lori Harvey, calling her like the future, because, you know, future Sierra's baby daddy. Mm-hmm. He like has 20 different children and moves on from girl to girl. And they're calling her.
Isn't that Nick Cannon?
And Nick Cannon, but future more so.
Okay.
They're calling her the female future. And it's just like, that's so unwarranted.
Wait, what is the correlation? I don't understand that.
Because she. Oh, okay. Sorry. Because Lori Harvey has dated a lot of guys.
Okay.
And it's like, you do you, girl. Like, that's awesome. You're fucking hot.
But she's not having babies everywhere. Like, what is the correlation?
That's the thing. That's the thing. She's not having babies and leaving them.
Yeah, what?
But also, like, she's 25. It's okay if she doesn't want to settle down right now. She's literally still figuring out who she is.
But also,
why do we penalize women like this?
No, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. I stan women. Also, though, it's
Michael. I knew this is going somewhere else. And you're like, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Have you seen Michael B. Jordan? Like, what else are you looking
for? No, of course. But have you seen Lori Harvey?
For sure. For sure. But I mean, what are you looking for? Like, if like George Clooney swooped me up, I wouldn't be like, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Like,
That's true.
One George Clooney.
But like, here's the thing. Maybe we don't know what happened. We don't know the actual reason. This is all speculation. But like,
What was the reason?
But these are like ticks now.
I know.
It could have been that she just said like Mike, which is what she calls him, because this was a whole thing on TikTok, which I'll get to after. She was like, what if she was like, Mike, I am 25. I'm not ready to get engaged yet. Like, maybe when I'm 30. And he's like, that's another 5 years for me. I want to have kids. I don't want to be 40 when I have my first kid.
Yeah. Or maybe they just like stopped getting along and
maybe
there was some toxicity in the relationship.
They were super aesthetically pleasing, though.
So aesthetically pleasing.
Just like they went so well together and didn't look like siblings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Because there's a risk.
And they had similar facial features, like their lips, the roundness of their face. Yeah. I've stared at pictures of them for a while.
Oh, I know.
So, you know how I told you I've been doing those Lori Harvey sprints on the treadmill?
Yeah, also, now for some reason, my whole For You page is literally, like, Pilates. Stop doing lifting and do Pilates and walks.
But that's everyone's feed right now.
Okay, so you're on the trend, though.
I'm not on the trend. I'm doing, like, what I actually feel excited about doing now.
Which is Pilates and walks.
Yeah, because it's like, this is the first time that I'm doing like low impact workouts and it's just less stress for me.
Yeah.
I think that
that's why everyone on TikTok's loving it.
I think before I was doing a lot of high stress things, but I do still lift 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Same.
You lift your coffee mug and wine glass.
You're like, my child is trolling me.
Yeah. So Lori Harvey was like sharing her workout on TikTok and she was like, you know, when Mike and I first got together, I gained all this relationship weight and everyone in the comments were coming for her like, his name's Michael B. Jordan, blah, blah, blah. And
she responded.
She responded. She's like, y'all, you want me to call his whole first name or his entire name? Like, his name's Mike to me, okay?
Could you imagine if every time I refer to you,
No, we're not giving out my entire identity.
Okay, so I won't give your identity, but Shireen has like
this is a big
six
clue.
Names.
Five
names. And then anyways, it would take me like 30 seconds to say the whole thing. So I get where she's coming from. I don't call you that for that reason alone. Otherwise,
yeah, you call me Shishi.
Yeah, Shishi. I can't even say your full first name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's it for Hot Tops.
Sad for them. Can't wait to see what she does next.
And Mike.
No, that's not it for Hot Tops. Shay Mitchell gave birth.
Oh, right.
She gave birth to a baby girl named Rome.
Thoughts? I like that name.
I like it too. She was named after her, Shay Mitchell's grandma who just passed away.
Justice Romaine
from the Canadian courts. Yeah. So we love that there's that Alberta connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just really happy for
her. I mean, she is from Vancouver, so snaps.
It's plausible.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
That is it.
So next, should we get into Pitch or Ditch? I actually have a show.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week's Pitch or Ditch, I was working really hard on the weekend to try to find a show that I could get into. Mm. And I tried Made in Chelsea. I'm not saying I won't go back to it. It's just
so deep into it.
Wasn't catching my attention on that day.
Oh my God. I am still so obsessed with Miles.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, while you're doing your thing.
Miles and Digby. Digby is very good looking. Well, Sam Thompson.
So you just love them all. What about Mark Francis?
I love listening to him talk.
Right?
But I'm not into him.
No, I think he was such a staple of the show when I watched. So when I saw him and Victoria talking, I was like, no way. This is like, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I digress. So when I was on Hey You looking at Maine Chelsea,
You.
So creepy.
You look like you blushed. You look like you were into it. Get on with it.
Okay, so I was on Hey You looking at Made in Chelsea, and then I saw other recommended shows, and The Bachelor Australia was recommended. You watched it
like 2 months ago.
Wait, it's just started. There's just an episode four.
The guy?
No, it's a girl.
Okay, so I watched the guy.
Okay, so I thought, hey,
you
maybe okay, how about maybe I'll get into this. So because what caught my eye is it's the first bisexual bachelorette. So she was a previous season of The Bachelor, which like when they show flashbacks, that guy was hella not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So she dodged a bullet there. Mm-hmm. But she was bisexual on the show when she was on. And then now
she's
like
bisexual on the show.
Well, she was like,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because this will be important later.
Okay.
So later, now, like 2 years later, she's coming back at The Bachelor as The Bachelorette. And so it was just so interesting to watch I've watched the first four episodes now. And it's just so interesting because, like, women's approach to things are so much different than men. They're all sharing the same house together. There's previews for the season to be like, there's mixing and mingling amongst the contestants, which is obviously a no-no. But it's just so interesting to watch her relationships develop with men and women and how different they are and how different they look. Like, it's just really, I just think it's so interesting to watch. I love it. And she's really, like, awesome. She's really down to earth. And also, The Bachelor at Australia is so much different than The Bachelor at US. Like, it's so much
what?
So much more, like, it's different. Like, she is, I don't know if it's just her, because I've only ever watched this one season, but she's so low-key. Like, most of the time, she's not even wearing makeup. She's not done her hair. Like, it's just, like, the way your hair would be if you let it naturally air dry. It's just so much more low-key and less, like dramatized. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really loving The Bachelor at Australia. I'm going to keep watching. I'm interested to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pitch for me.
Okay. Love that.
So what I wanted to come back to is that there's this one woman who was on the season when she was part of The Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
who came back. They were like really good friends during their season.
For her?
Yeah. And she had feelings for her but never expressed them.
Wow.
And she came back this season and was like, they kind of like lost
touch.
That's something
you've never seen.
Yeah. So they lost touch after this season. 2 years later, she comes back. She's like, look, I always had feelings for you. I didn't know if the feelings were reciprocated. I feel like this is our opportunity to really, like, see if this can blossom. And the Bachelorette was like, hell yes, I'm into it. Like, I had feelings for you, too. And it's just like, whoa, like you just never see that.
What a love story.
It reminded me of like an upscale, way, 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 way upscale version of Tila Tequila.
Oh my God. Tila Tequila and Flavor Flav.
But remember Tila Tequila, because she was bisexual as well. And that show was so ratchet. This is like ratchet. A million times better. So it's a pitch.
Well, speaking of Bachelor, the men came out today. I haven't had a look, but that means that the season is right around the corner.
Isn't it come out in July?
July 11th. And you know what comes out June 11th? Like this Monday? Next Monday?
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm.
Can't wait.
Okay, should we get into our TV recap?
Yeah.
Let's start with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, so this episode had a lot to do with Kim talking about Pete.
Yep, and we'll get to that.
Okay, then you lead the charge.
So I just have a few comments about stuff that happened early on in the episode. So I just wanted to update the listeners that what Courtney had was a yoni steam.
Yes.
With roses. So it might not have been as spicy as I may have suggested, but
it was definitely not as spicy.
It was herby.
It was not even herby. It was herby. Rosy.
It was rosy. Rosy and herby. She really recommends it, so I signed myself up.
What? Wait.
No, just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news. Going for a yoni steam.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, my second important question was, why does Chloe wear a toque while she's working out?
Yeah. You know what? That actually annoys me when I see guys wearing their beanies at the gym, too. I also just, like, hate when guys wear beanies, period.
Yeah. They look like condoms on their head. It gives me an
ick.
Ugh,
there was one guy that I dated who wore a beanie. This was like the 1 month guy.
Okay.
He wore a beanie once to our date out, and then we came home to eat and he kept the beanie on and had like changed into shorts and t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, can you hear me? Why is that still on? Are you itchy?
Like, and that's, folks, how you get the ick.
Well, yeah, like a week later I broke up with him.
You're done immediately. No. Another cute moment in this episode was when they were talking about Mason and Penelope's combo in the car about step parents.
Oh yeah.
And Mason was like asking if Kim could drop him off at Travis's house. Mm-hmm. And he was like telling Penelope, like, you know, it's, or no, is it North?
North. Yeah, it was North.
He's like, you know, it's not so bad to have like step parents. Like, it's just kind of like another person to hang out with. Mm-hmm. And it was so cute. And
he does seem like a big brother to all of them.
Yeah, he does. Like, he's so older sibling vibes, where he's like responsible, like looking out for all of his little cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope he takes care of himself too, though.
And another thought I had. Okay, Kris Jenner. You know, she's another one, like Michael B. Jordan, who everyone refers to as Kris Jenner. And that was a comment in the episode, how like Khloé always refers to her as Kris Jenner.
How can
and then
you
I
not?
Thought in my mind, it's interesting, and I get why she's still Kris Jenner. But like, she must have gone from Kris Kardashian to Kris Jenner. And then I was thinking, why didn't she ever revert back to her maiden name? Because obviously things are not Gucci with Caitlyn.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, wait, what's her maiden name?
Oh my God.
So I looked it up. Her maiden name, Kristen Mary Houghton. Kristen.
I like Houghton.
Her name is Kristen. Kristen.
I can't fathom that.
Right?
No, it's not. It's not Kristen. It's Chris.
She is Kristen. Isn't that weird?
It's not Kristen, Laura.
Her name is Kristen Mary Houghton. And I just, like, blow my mind.
Is it Mary or Marie?
No, Mary.
Oh.
Yeah. Kristen Mary Houghton. Anyways, just thought that was a fun fact for you to know that her name is Kristen.
How do you keep this stuff from me for the whole week?
Well, I've got a secret app called Notes.
That I'm not a part of. TFTI. Thanks for the invite.
Okay, then the key critical part of the episode, which obviously is the biggest talking point. Kim finally talks about Kristen Marie Houghton about Pete in the moment interviews. It's so cute.
It's so sweet. I actually went searching for that clip on Insta and then I saved it because, you know, I have my Kim folder, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I saved it. And then me being me read the comments.
No, girl.
I know. And everyone was like, she said this exact same thing about Kanye. She said this exact same thing about everyone else that she's been with. And it's
no,
like,
she didn't.
Okay, but even if she did, like, she's happy. Everyone talks about the person that they're with like this at the beginning, minus you.
No, you can't read the comments because it ruins these beautiful moments.
I think you missed my comment.
Kim was talking about Pete and she's like, fine, guys, I'll finally like tell you what's going on. And she was telling the girls, so she's telling Chloe and Courtney about it first. And she's like, you know, like, I just feel a lot of happiness. She described it as peaceful and zen with lots of laughter. Yeah, she didn't know that you could be
this happy in a relationship.
She just seems so at peace. And she mentioned this later. She was like, I don't care about my appearance with him.
Yeah.
Which was like, whoa, like, that is what you need to have in a partner. Like,
Kanye came in and invaded her closet right at the beginning, remember?
Yeah, like she had to be a specific look and always on point for him. And it's just the exact opposite with Pete. Like she told that story about how they were talking about the pimple cream. Yeah.
Okay, so this was a comment that I got from our listeners that sometimes in our TV recaps, we just talk about a moment and move on, but we don't actually describe what happened.
Well, Kim was talking about
to that I have to say, watch the show.
Right? Like, we're not giving you a full rundown on the show. We're just telling you about things that thoughts that we want to share.
T-H-O-T-S. About specific moments.
We're not a recap. We're a commenting pod. Okay? Mm.
Okay. Okay. So what happened?
Yeah. So let me describe exactly what happened. So she was talking about how she was telling the story about how she just doesn't care about her appearance at all with him. And she said that they were lying in bed one night and like Kim was getting a pimple coming up and she was complaining about it. And then she said like Pete is so into skincare. It's something that they both really have in common, which is also shocking. But she said that like she woke up the next morning and Pete had put pimple cream on her face for her after she fell asleep as like a sweet gesture because she knew that would be important to her. I was like, that is so cute.
So you didn't tell the story like completely accurately.
Oh, what did I miss?
She had been talking about how she was getting a pimple throughout the day with him.
Okay.
And then she kept saying like, I have to put on pimple cream. I have to put on pimple cream throughout the day. And then they were in bed and she fell asleep because she was just so tired. And then he remembered from her talking about it during the day and put the pimple cream on her nose.
We love a man that listens.
And that is boyfriend and husband material
for sure,
for sure, for sure,
for sure. And I also just loved her candidness about talking to him. So she was telling how it happened.
Yes.
And she's like, well, you know, we kissed in that scene and I felt the vibe, and then I thought, you know, you got to put yourself out there. I really want to try something different. I just need to get out there. And then Pete didn't give her the time of day.
He didn't go to her after party.
No, didn't go to her after party, although everyone else did. Mm-hmm. So a couple days later, she called the producers of SNL to ask for Pete's number.
How many times do you think that's happened for him? Because Ariana Grande. Probably
so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then someone gives her his number. She texts him. And she said something. She's like, you know, I heard about the BDE. And then she's like, well, basically, I was just DTF.
I like have never heard her speak like this. Never, I love it.
Never.
She's like becoming more relatable.
So relatable. I love that she just admitted that. She's like, look, guys, I just wanted to fuck. I wanted to try something different. Yeah. I heard he had a big dick.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
Love it. So shortly after like pictures of them came out, Megan Fox texted her and said, is this for real? And Kim was like, yes. And Megan Fox said, he asked me for your number like months ago and I told him as if she would ever get with you. And I was just like, I think a lot of people thought that about you and MGK.
Yeah, like look in the mirror,
like, girl. What the fuck? Sit down, Megan Fox. I just want to look at you. That's all. Oh, I don't like your choices in men.
No, not at all. I don't know. It was just really cute to hear her talk about him. Like she said, also, she's like, Pete has the best heart.
He's so authentic. And he like she said that him being funny is like fourth on her list of things that she likes about him.
Yeah.
She's so articulate about it. I love it.
I know.
And she's just like, he just wants the best for everyone.
Yeah.
And
so he's thoughtful.
Genuinely the sweetest guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard her speak about anyone like that.
Me neither.
And like, I've followed her life.
So real and authentic. Like I feel like it's also maybe part of her turning 40 and just being on her own and
yeah,
really knowing who she is and being confident in that. Yeah. And like confident on being her on her own, but like he adds to her life in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And she's just like, look, I'm fine. I think that comes like when you're comfortable with someone, it's often because like you're so comfortable with yourself. Like
100%.
You are who you are and like take it or leave it.
Yeah, like I would be completely different now.
Yeah,
in a relationship.
And I just love that for her. I'm just really, really happy for her. Other than that,
what is supposed to happen in the next episode?
Well, next episode is when Chloe finds out about Tristan.
Oh my god, yeah. I sent you that preview, right?
Yeah, so that was at the end of the episode as well.
So what's happening is Chloe's all, oh, I moved into this new house with Tristan and True because that's how it's supposed to be. And like things are going really well with Tristan. And then we see it cut to a scene where Kim's in the gym talking to someone on the phone about how Tristan just cheated with someone on his 30th birthday.
Yeah. And so on that podcast that I listened to that I was talking about last week, mm-hmm. with Skinny But Not Fat, Chloe mentioned that. She's like, yeah, that's how I found out, like through Kim. She's like, I always find out through my sisters. Every single time I found out through my sisters.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh my gosh, having to break that news. Brutal.
So brutal.
But yeah, nothing too much else happened in the episode other than there was a dumbass scene where Chris was like, can you come over and let's talk about whatever. Oh. And then I was just thinking,
Chris
like, literally,
had to give a Toastmasters speech.
Yeah, so she wanted Chloe's help. And so she's like, just come over and talk to me. And then Chris runs a bath, gets in the bath, is in the bath when Chloe comes over. And I was like, man, if I was neighbors with you, you'd for sure come over and talk to me, like, whatever I was doing. You should be like, I'll hang out with you.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to get rid of me.
No, you're like, you're having a bath? Okay.
I would be, like, the times that you wouldn't see me is the times that I would be secretly building a tunnel to your house. So I could show up without asking you.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, this would
but you would appreciate it.
No, I would.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Well, that's it for Kardashians.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, so I did actually watch Real Housewives of Dubai before Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So which
I think,
one do you want to do?
No, we'll do Beverly Hills first, but I just want to say that my comments on this episode were severely clouded by my watch of Dubai right before this.
Okay.
But anyways, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So we start out a conversation with Erica, and I forget who was all, I think it was at their house where all the women were there. And Erica says that, like, Garcelle was pointing out how Erica hadn't shown compassion about to the victims of all of this, shit with Tom. And Erica says, well, you know, we aren't even sure if there are people who aren't paid. And someone
so
was like,
good. So good.
And so I think Kyle or someone was like, so what are you saying? You're saying that, like, the victims might have been lying? And she's like, well, you know, we still don't have all the facts. So anyways,
but she was saying that, like, anything she could say could be twisted. And that's why she's not giving any sort of.
So she says that while at the same time saying, just read in the press. My name has been cleared. Look, listen to what my lawyers say. And it's like, don't you understand that lawyers, like, have a theory of a case and they pitch it one way or another? And until, like, there's been a determination, nobody knows what the fuck happened.
Also, her case is not, like, we talked about this before, like, many episodes back. Her case is not, her name's not cleared.
No.
It just went to a different jurisdiction.
Exactly. And they keep coming back to that. And it's like, no, that's not at all what happened. It was like a jurisdiction fight and they kicked it to California. Come here for all your legal news.
Just kidding.
So while they're having their chit chat, Sutton and Crystal and Diana are at the La Quinta resort. And did you see Sutton's breakfast? Like, literally.
What was that? Sutton had, like, platters and platters of food for just her and Diana. And she's like, sorry, I didn't do more.
So much food. Like, I was like, did you go to the hotel buffet? But or she is also, this, like, a personal buffet?
She also calls herself vegan, but eats bacon from time to time.
Yeah. She's like, I can't get enough of this bacon. Anyways.
I don't think Diana likes her.
Oh, I can see why not. Like, their personalities just, like, do not mesh.
No.
So Crystal's really emotional still the next day. And Garcelle phones her to be like, look, just come have a quick chat. We'll clear the air. Like, let's just talk about your feelings. Crystal agrees to come back to the house. They have a chat about her. And she's explaining how she wasn't feeling validated. And the whole conversation, like, felt like to me, like, it lacked substance and felt like a real Band-Aid on the entire situation. Like, there was no real articulation of understanding on either side. Like, it just felt like they were like, okay, you're validated and we validate you and let's move on. What did you think?
Well, I kind of was annoyed with Garcelle that episode. Usually I'm a Garcelle stan, and I love their friendship together. But I did find it odd that Garcelle was, first of all, stirring the pot so much, but, like, really hanging on to Crystal's words. Being like, oh, here we go again. Crystal's using this word or that word. And
yeah.
I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I know. And then she made it even worse at the end of that conversation where she suggested to Crystal that... She said something along the lines of, well, you know, when Sutton was having that conversation with you about race, I just felt like you were waiting to just say, oh, she's that girl, implying that, like, the entire conversation was a setup for Crystal to portray Sutton as, yes, quote, that girl.
And how was it a setup?
It doesn't make any
sense. Sutton set it up herself.
Yeah.
Crystal didn't set Sutton up. Sutton said those words.
Yeah, a conversation arose about race, and then she said that. Like, and then Crystal responded. Like, it didn't make any sense to me.
I don't think Crystal was wrong for saying, like, are you that person who doesn't see color? And Sutton literally said, yes, I don't see color.
Yeah.
And Crystal responded and said, don't be that person.
Yeah.
No, which is not a setup. And why is... I'm so confused as to why Garcelle is... not on Crystal's side with that.
No, I know. I don't know why she brought it up in that moment or felt like it was relevant to the conversation at all. Like, it just feels like, why are you coming for this girl who you're supposed to be, like, on her team? And then Crystal responds and said, like, look, no, that wasn't a setup. Sutton said very dark things right before that conversation that was actually aired. And Kyle's I don't remember what she said. And Crystal, like, kind of dismisses her. She's like, well, you were drunk. And then Kyle's like, I don't think I was drunk. And then Crystal refuses to say what dark things were actually said. And this, I think, carries on forward into the next episode. It's all about, like, Crystal, you can't just put things out there and not, and, like, your words matter. When you say, like, she said really dark things, our minds go to the very worst
scenario. Yeah, like, I'm conflicted about that.
So am I.
Because I do understand Crystal not wanting to say anything, but I do also agree, like, you can't throw out terms like that without having substance.
And what I think happened, and Crystal kind of tried to explain this in her interviews, she was like, look, with these women, you can't just say, no, that's not what happened. You have to say, no, that's not what happened. Here's what actually happened. Mm-hmm. She's like, without that extra, like, here's what actually happened, they won't believe a single fucking word you say. Mm-hmm. So I think in the moment she was in defense mode and was like, these bitches are not going to hear me unless I, like, provide a more detailed explanation. Mm-hmm. And then she used those words and then probably was, like, thinking in her mind, okay, I know I'm leaving that hanging. I don't want to, like, explain what it was, but I also don't want this to feed in to their preconceived notion that I am just careless with my words and... You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like she's not going to come back and be like, I shouldn't have used that word, because then it'll almost be validating everything that they've been saying about when she said she was violated. So she's just, like, holding true to, look, I know I said that. I meant what I said, but I'm not going to give any more details because I'm not going to, like, slander her out there. And I think she regrets saying that in the moment.
Yeah.
But I understand why she did.
Yeah. No, I'm completely on the same page as you.
Yeah.
I just don't think that anyone... cares as much as you and I might in a situation like that.
No, for sure.
And try to see all that,
like, all the sides.
Yeah.
Definitely not these women.
No.
That was pretty much it for the episode. Did you have anything else?
It was underwhelming.
Very underwhelming, especially right after watching the premiere episode of Real Housewives of Dubai. What are your preliminary thoughts?
I know you're super stoked.
You're not stoked. I have to say, I'm gonna get poo-pooed.
I have to say, I wasn't that impressed. But I will say this: it's because I'm very familiar with that culture and that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So to me, it wasn't like, oh my god, this is so glamorous and this and that. And, like, this is how it should be. Like, I know it's like that.
Yeah.
So that's why. So you've
seen it before, so it's not as, like, amazing.
For, like, you to see. Context. A lot of my family lives in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And you know that, like, for a long time I've wanted to move to Dubai. Like, I love it for these very things.
Yeah.
But, like, seeing it on TV, like, I wasn't as surprised as everyone else.
Right.
So that's why, like, when you were telling me your thoughts during the break, I was like, yeah, I understand. But, like, it was underwhelming for me.
Right. I just think the juxtaposition of, like, these women who are actually seem like they're extremely wealthy.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, people think that celebrities and stars in North America are rich. Like, there is nothing like like crazy rich Asian money or like Middle Eastern money. Like that's fucking rich money.
That's the thing. Like they're literally this one woman. It was hot. So she bought $1,200 worth of ice to put in her pool. Like people in America don't just throw away money that easily.
No.
But obviously maybe they've got like so much, right? They've got so much money that it's just like, oh, that's like a $10 for them.
And that's their lifestyle. So like, you know, they just, everything is a call away. They wanted a shake in bed, they call someone. Or they wanted ice, they call someone. Like my brother lived in the Middle East and that's just the lifestyle.
Right.
Like it's just normal. That's to have someone on call like that.
Yeah. So not only is it like for some, even for someone who's been exposed to that culture and has seen it in real life.
Yeah.
When you compare it to the other Real Housewives, like think about New York or like Potomac, like these women. Potomac. Like could you, like the juxtaposition. Potomac
is not rich next to Dubai.
Of the wealth. That's the thing. And then that was what shook me the most. I was like, okay, these women are actually extremely wealthy and we're going to get like the wealthy Real Housewives of Dubai vibes.
Yeah. It's very glamorous and like everyone is just dressed to the tens all the time.
To and the tens?
Yeah.
It's dressed to the nines.
Nines. Nines. To the tens. I said nines in my head.
Okay.
Why can't it be 10? Add it
to the list.
Why can't it be 10s, though?
No.
That's but like why? Saying, no, like, let's unpack that.
No, let's not. Let's just remember that you said another thing wrong. Dress to the 10s, folks.
I'm so glad I've already had my bar call because since then, I've said a lot of stupid shit. And you have nothing to submit now. That's you have true. No one to submit it to, I mean.
But if you get called in a different province,
no, there's maybe no bar we
can
call. Set
something up. I can put something on for your home.
I don't want that.
I can
no,
do it.
No, thank you.
I volunteer.
No, thanks.
I volunteer.
Please respect my boundaries.
Okay, let's get to the women. What do you think of the women?
Okay, I loved Sarah until the last 10 minutes when I was kind of like, oh, you're kind of annoying at that dinner party. I think she's so gorgeous.
Okay, you have to explain to me who Sarah is.
So she's divorced, she has the one kid, she went to that tall tower.
Oh yeah. And yeah, she's telling him about the frame. Okay, yeah,
what are your thoughts on her?
I thought she was underwhelming. She was definitely not the standout for me.
Yeah, so I really loved her until the last 10 minutes when I was just like, there's a way to argue when she's saying you can argue with class and all that kind of stuff. I was like, you're just trying to like say stuff.
Yeah.
You're not really contributing.
I really was a fan of Caroline Brooks. So she's the woman with the shorter hair.
Blonde?
No, she was kind of like brownie blonde. But okay. She was... All I could tell was that in her interviews, she seemed the most real and down to earth. Oh, and like she's just going to say all the shit that she's thinking. Yeah,
I agree. I liked her too. I also like Nina Ali.
Yeah. I didn't, my other standout was not her. It was.
No, she wasn't a standout, but okay. I like her.
Yeah.
Your other standout was who, Chanel Ayan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
love her too.
Okay.
I love her too.
Because there's been comments of like, oh, she's too much. I was like, she is just enough. Like,
she is understanding the assignment.
Exactly.
And she, that's actually who she is.
No, 100%. Like, you can't put that on. So they were at, in the episode, what actually happens is they go on a yacht for Caroline Stanbury's hen party. She's from
British.
Which
is a bachelorette party.
Yeah, bachelorette party because she's about to get married to her young man.
Which is fake.
Okay, so first of all, questions about this. Why was he at her hen party?
I don't know. Why is he who he is?
I don't know. Second question. Why were these beautiful, amazing, rich women playing the dumbest games, dumbest bachelorette games? Like the wiener hanging from from her, like they tied a wiener, a hot dog, to her. Do you not remember what I'm talking about? You're looking at me with like blank stare.
I am trying to remember it on the yacht.
Yeah, they like showed a, like a scene of Caroline Stanbury. She had like fishing line with a hot dog, and then she's trying to fit the hot dog in a water bottle. And her husband's like, oh, like this isn't like what it's like. It was so cringy.
I think had to like do a less provocative game there.
I don't know. I just kept thinking like celebs, they're just like us. But why?
But why?
But why?
Why is it spicy?
So then when the rest of the episode is pretty much focused on the dinner. So all the women go out for dinner, mm-hmm. and they're talking about the hen's night. And Ayane was not invited to the hen's night. Mm-hmm. So she interrupts the conversation about the hen night.
And took lots of sips of champagne every time.
She says, can we talk about something that I was a part of? Like, I'm done with this conversation about an event I did not attend.
You know how many times I've wanted to say that in real life when I'm out? Actually, I do say that.
Yeah, you do. Under your breath, at least to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But she was just straight up like, look, I want to talk about something that I was involved in. And they're like, you're supposed to celebrate other women's successes. She's like, I don't give a fuck. I was not there.
Let's agree with her. Like, when it was deliberate that she wasn't included and like it was shade, I agree with Ayane. Like, don't fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess like if you're not on the show, don't talk about it. But for the purpose of the show, talk about it.
No, I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. You don't.
No.
Okay, you know how they were all saying you have to celebrate other women's happiness and success, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I understand that if you're all friends and like you just couldn't attend the party because you had to be somewhere else. But like, she was deliberately excluded and part of their conversation was deliberate in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I agree with her being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I don't need to celebrate your happiness. You didn't include me.
Yeah, she's like, you're clearly trying to slight me and make me feel uncomfortable right now. So fuck that. Let's not talk about it. Yeah. I was not there. Moving on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I also think that these women, I don't get the vibes that they're actually friends. I think there may be some like, yeah, there may be some tertiary connections between them.
It's contrived.
It's not contrived. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's contrived.
It anyone in vibes. Cahoots?
Might be a little bit flippant. Oh. Flippant connections between these women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all put together. And I think it'll just take a while for them to like gel together and get to know each other and become real life friends.
Yeah. It's like the first season of this show.
Yeah. So Ayane gets really turned to dinner, and my other favorite part was when Carolyn Stanbury was like, did you bring your sage? And then this woman passes her sage, and she's literally saging herself at the table during this conversation. I was like, can you imagine?
It's so funny you say that, because while she was doing it, I was like, well, this is clear that sage doesn't work. And then in her confessional, she was like, now I know that sage doesn't actually work. I was like, yeah.
What do you think of Carolyn Stanbury? Because you never watched Ladies of London, did you?
No, but I remember you telling me to look out for her.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
No?
You do?
Well, because she was like the main woman on Ladies of London. Mm. And I watched her for all four seasons. And she was like above and beyond all those women. And now it feels like she's found her rightful place around her rightful people.
Mm.
So
I'm going to have to watch more.
Yeah, I do like
really
her.
To really know what I feel about these women.
I just thought the whole aesthetics of the show were beyond. Like the transitions, the music.
I like how they actually used music that I could Shazam this time. Because, you know, on the other Bravo shows, like especially VPR, like what the fuck is that music?
Just raise your voices high.
So bad. But the music for Dubai was like, it was actually real. Like you could Shazam it and it was good.
Yeah.
I put a few of those on my playlist for working out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'm excited for the season. I just think it's above and beyond. I watched Dubai and then I watched Beverly Hills, and like the juxtaposition of suckage was too much for me. It just was, it was not it. Like it just really brought the Beverly Hills women into focus and was like, you guys are nothing.
Yeah, they truly are nothing
compared to these other women. No offense,
truly,
but offense.
Yeah, I think like maybe Diana could get along with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would fit in with Carolyn Stanbury.
Yeah, but no one else, not even Sutton.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, episode 2 tomorrow.
Right.
Episode 9 for Kardashians.
Oh my gosh, so that's 2 more left?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad. And Beverly Hills is already on episode 5. Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah. We're just going to have so many shows to talk about next week.
Yeah, because Southern Charm, too.
I'm so excited for that premiere.
So excited.
All right, well, that wraps up another episode of Pop Therapy.
Did you figure out how to say bye in Swedish, at least?
I think it's something like, IKEA!
Ha ha ha.